Now let's turn to a reading from the Bible, and it's found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13 and verse 4, and that's page 1162 in our Bibles, in the Bibles we have here, 1162, and it's Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13 and verse 4. Everyone got it? Yes. Right. And he spoke to them many things in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some grains fell along the way, and the birds came and devoured them. Others fell upon rocky places, where they had not much earth, and immediately they sprang up out of the ground because of not having any depth of earth. But when the sun rose, they were burned up, and because not having any root, were dried up. Others fell upon the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. And others fell upon good ground and produced fruit, 100, 160, and 130. He that has ears, let him hear." I'm sure I've said this before, but I love these parables of the Lord Jesus. I seem to have timeless message for us. Even though they were spoken at a different time in history and in entirely different circumstances, that's what gives the Lord Jesus his divinely inspired authority. And that's why it's imperative that you seriously take his words on board tonight. Like any other parable, this one's about man sowing seeds. And as an earthly story, it has a heavenly meaning. And I'm glad to say that again, the Lord Jesus gives us the heavenly meaning of this parable later on in the chapter. And let's read it right now. It's a second reading, that's verse 18 of the same chapter. Verse 18 of the same chapter. Everyone got it, I hope? Yes, verse 18. Yeah. Matthew's Gospel 13. "Ye therefore hear the parable of the sower. From everyone who hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one comes and catches away what was sown in his heart. This is he that is sown by the wayside. But he that is sown on the rocky places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, but has no root in himself, but for a time only. And when tribulation or persecution happens on account of the word, he is immediately offended. And he that is sown among the thorns, this is he who hears the word, and the anxious care of his life and the deceit of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that is sown upon the good ground, this is he who hears and understands the word, who bears the fruit also and produces 100 and 160 and 130. That was verse 18, yeah, onwards, yeah. So, the parable begins in verse 4 with these words, "Behold, a sower went out to sow." And you've heard this a few times, I'm sure, before, I'm sure. But I'll remind you about it again. It describes a farmer sowing seeds 2,000 years ago, before there was any state-of-the-art technology like there is today. He simply delved into a shoulder bag of seeds and scattered them around a field. And as I said earlier, later on in this chapter, the Lord Jesus explains the heavenly meaning of this parable very well. So nothing you hear tonight is just my opinion. It's 100% Bible scripture. And the Lord Jesus tells that the seeds are a picture of the words of God and describes the claims of his kingdom to us. And when somebody reads out the words of the Bible to you, it's just like sowing the word of God, seeds the word of God into your life. Some people might have a problem with that. I hope that's not you. I hope you don't. But someone might be thinking, supposing there isn't a God and creator. Some people do think that. Supposing it isn't his word. Some people might have doubts. Of course, as a Christian, I believe in God and completely accept the Bible as his inspired word, yes. But maybe this might help you to realise a little better that you have a creator God. What I did earlier on was to read verse from the Bible, yep, which formed a picture in my mind. Then, by speaking that verse to you, my brain communicated that picture to your brain. And not just to your brain, but everyone else's in the room. So we all end up with the same picture from the Bible. I know it's probably obvious, yes, it's obvious, and I may have said it before, but my words were sent out as sound waves through the air. And guess what? You've got just the right biological equipment, your ears, to pick up those sound waves and send them to your brain. We take all this for granted, don't we? And same picture that's in my brain. And all this happens in a split second by the most advanced biological computer on the planet, the human brain. And this miraculous event is happening right here tonight, where at one time nothing existed. So all this wonderful technology that's used today would be useless if we didn't have the God-given technology of a human brain to receive it. And the brain actually created modern-day technology. Only God can do that. Yes. Now then, out of nothing. So I think you can safely accept what's in the Bible when it says, the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. The fool. Pretty hard words. I hope you're not a fool tonight. You'd be a fool tonight if you didn't think you had no God and Creator. Most definitely. But now let's move on. Getting back to our parable, the Lord Jesus tells us that just as the seed represents the word of God, so the ground represents the way that you as a person receive his word. And the rest of the verse continues, as he sowed, some grains fell along the way, and birds come and devoured them. And the explanation that the Lord Jesus himself gives later on in the chapter, don't need to turn to it, tells us that maybe someone here tonight who will hear God's word but doesn't want to understand it, doesn't want to accept it. As soon as you walk out the door, it's all snatched away from you. And you're missing out. Just like those birds that snatched up the seed from the pathway. Hope that's not you tonight. Hope that's not. Then our reading continues in verse 5 with the words, and others fell upon rocky places where they had not much earth. And immediately they sprung up out the ground because of not having any depth of earth. When the sun rose, they were burned up because not having any root, they dried up. And the explanation of that verse, of course, from the Lord, reminds us that someone here tonight maybe may hear the word of God, but you think, ah, oh, no, I'm too hard to accept that. No, no, no. And you resist against it, taking root in your life altogether. Could that be you tonight? Could be. I wonder. Verse 6 continues, and others fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. That verse reminds us that you may be someone who hears the word of God tonight and then hangs on to it for a bit, but when a few problems turn up, school, home, work, finances, then that word gets choked, smothered by the cares of this world, and you lose the wonderful blessing that could be yours from God. He's offering it to you. Last of all, verse 7 tells us that others fell upon good ground. Someone here tonight will be just like that good ground. I wonder if that's you. Could be. Actually prepared by God himself, by his Holy Spirit, to receive what he's saying to you personally tonight. I wonder if you're that person. Prepared. Wonderful word, that, prepared. I mean, as most of us know, best way to guarantee seeds to grow is to prepare the ground first. And that's why farmers prepare their fields by plowing up the soil to soften it up a bit for the seeds. And gardeners, well, they break their backs doing the gardens for their plants to grow. So, your God and Creator prepares your heart by softening it up to Him, by His Spirit, to receive His Word tonight and respond to Him. Mind you, it's not always a pleasant experience being prepared by God in your life to receive His Word, especially when the hardness of your heart against Him needs to be softened up. You may be finding, for instance, that you're not as in control of your life as you thought you were. However good you may things look on the outside, in fact, just the opposite. You may realise that you're on the wrong pathway in your life, in which case you need to get on the right one before it's too late. This is urgent. Let me remind you again what your Maker and Creator declares in His Word. He tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory. You're quite familiar with that verse, I'm sure. And that's a very accurate picture of me and you. Yes, we're all sinners. And the root of all human problems, if ever there was. Yes, we've all offended our Maker and Creator by the lives we've led. But only you will know how that's true about your life. What's worse, as far as God is concerned, there's no way you can put things right yourself, however much you try. So, I implore you, if you've never done this before, you've got to turn to God tonight and accept His answer. If you want your life to be on the right track, now and forever. If you want to be set free from all those sins that take over your life and enslave you, if you want to be sure about your life when you leave this world without ever having to worry about it again, then this is the word of God for you personally tonight. God is asking you to accept that the Lord Jesus had to take all the burden of your sins against God upon Himself and deal with them on the cross of Calvary forever. Yes, He meant that He had to die in your place. I know you've heard it before, I'm sure, but take it on board as personally message to you. That's the price He paid to free you tonight and forever. Believe and you will receive the joy of knowing that because the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, you will rise from the dead after you leave this life. You will rise from the dead too to be with Him forever when you put your trust in Him. It's just a little bit more to it than that. The living word of God tells us that we shall have life before as well as after we die when we trust in Him. And what that means is that the Lord Jesus promised that He came to this world that you may have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Something worth having, isn't it? A more abundant life. Something worth having. That's not to say you're going to have a life of non-stop parties. But it means that you'll be the person that you were intended to be by your Maker and Creator. And that makes all the difference. On the right track in your life. For God, for you, and for other people. You'll do great things that you didn't think you were capable of. Your life will have a new purpose and a new joy if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus and you've never done it before. Hang on to these glorious promises from God to you tonight. Don't let them get snatched away from you. Don't let them be smothered by the cares of this life. Don't resist them and prevent them from taking root. Decide to confess that you are a sinner tonight. Decide to accept God's answer from his word. Decide to walk up here in newness of life. Just imagine that, eh? A brand new start in your life. Yes, that's something worth having. Before we finish, I'd like to just back up what I said by saying a few words directly from the Word of God to you. And it says in the Bible, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners." That's from 1 Timothy 1:15. And Jesus said, "I have come to have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." And that's in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10. So think on these things tonight. Don't let it just be a message that's gone right over your heads. Don't resist it. If you know that you need to take that step of faith, get the courage, whatever it needs from God himself, to take that step and receive the risen Lord Jesus into your life to transform you on a new pathway and a new purpose, a new destination. Eternity with the Lord Jesus is worth having.